All right, first thing I want to ask you about has to do with voting. We're going to definitely get to a religious item, a conversion matter that I want to ask you about. But first, this voting matter. I'm sharing both of these matters, these issues, these items with you, courtesy of the Metro Courier, which is sharing with us very interesting possibility. 16-year-olds in the nation's capital may be able to vote for president in 2020. Yep, we've had a lot of feedback, input from teenagers about the madness that is devastating our country, specifically the ongoing murders, the killings of so many people, particularly our students. As we know, the killings that took place in Parkland, Florida, really was the last straw for a lot of people who decided that something has got to be done. And the teens in particular, our nation's teenagers, are really just stepping up and speaking out. And they are speaking out to the people who need to hear. The Parkland group, I really admire them and appreciate them for having joined with Black Lives Matter members when they began speaking out, because they realize it is just an outrage that not only do we have so much needless killing going on, but we have people in leadership positions who continue to support the status quo that lends itself to all these needless killings. Children all around Chicago, New York, Florida, Ohio, various parts of our country, all across our country, so many killings going on. Teenagers are speaking up. And Charles Allen, who is in Ward 6 in D.C., said that he was really inspired by the high schoolers that came to D.C. to protest in March for the lives of young people in particular. And so D.C. is considering lowering the voting age for federal and local elections to 16. Tell you something about that voting age. Right now, of course, we know that across the country, 18 is the age at which people are generally eligible to vote. Do you think that 18 is the right age? Or do you think it is time to lower that age? Yes, there's been talk about contradictions, discrepancies, inconsistencies. People can be a certain age and they can do this, but they can't do that. Well, as it turns out, these 16-year-olds, including one named Alex Shire, is saying that as teenagers, they can handle voting responsibilities. What do you think about that? Can 16-year-olds responsibly vote? Now, I think that in order for us to answer that question, we need to ask ourselves, first of all, how responsible are people in their 30s and 60s who vote? And would teenagers be any less responsible than a lot of folks who are much, much older than 16? And then secondly, I think it's important for us to ask ourselves, hey, have we really listened to teenagers discuss social and political issues, even religious issues of our day, of this country, the issues of this country and this time? I mean, really listen to them. And have we heard some who make a lot of sense? As much sense, in maybe some cases more sense, than some folks who might be 3 and 4 times their age. The last time the voting age was changed in this country was about four decades ago. The Vietnam War was raging and students protested that it was unfair that an 18-year-old could be drafted to fight the war, to fight in the war, but could not vote. So in 1971, Congress passed the 26th Amendment, giving people who were 18 and older the right to vote. In 2013, Tacoma Park, Maryland, allowed 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in local elections, and other cities, including Berkeley, California, also extended voting rights. But while cities can only extend voting rights in municipal elections, the District of Columbia is treated as a state in some cases and can therefore change the voting age to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to also vote for President of the United States, in addition to local elections. Now, notice what they said here. They said that when it comes to the fact that you're looking at cities that only have municipal power, that's why the cities can only extend voting rights in municipal elections, because they only have the authority to affect what goes on within the city. D.C. is considered a state in some cases, and so they can take it further and empower their teens to vote for the president as well. Now, I'm saying that to ask you this. Do you think that at some point in the near future, it may be time to consider letting our 16-year-old and 17-year-old teens vote in all elections all across the country? In other words, do you think that we'll need another amendment? Do you think it would be appropriate to pass another amendment empowering our 16-year-old teens, or if you want to say, just drop it from 18 to 17, our 16-year-old or 17-year-old teens to vote in all elections, including federal? Or do you think that that is a time that will never come? And again, I want us to think about the responsibility. Think about the various clubs that a lot of our teens participate in. Think about how active they are in so many things that really count. And of course, we can think about some of the levels of immaturity, but please keep in mind, the same way we can find a lot of immaturity in our 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds, we find a lot of immaturity in our 50 and 60-year-olds too. And think about this. We have a lot of folks in their 60s and 70s who are working very, very hard to make it more and more difficult for people of color to vote. How responsible is that? Especially when you're talking about people in political leadership positions who are doing this. What do you think? All right, when we come back, let's take a look at a conversion matter, a religious conversion. I want to find out what you think about it.